morning. Happy Sabbath to you all. Good to see everyone here today. And yes, sunshine out there. It's cold this morning at 4:30. I know that many of us had to scrape our windows, especially ones that don't have the luxury of a garage to put our cars in. But warming up now today. So we just know that we have sunshine in our hearts today. We're here together to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to clean anything that we can out of today. It's a Sabbath day that God has called us to come unto Him so that we may sup with Him all the day long. And I pray that that is the case with each one of us today. And so we just pray that everything is going well with us. We hear many things going, sadness with death and fires and everything else, along with destructions and hurricanes and fire, other fires, floods that are killing people left and right. And so we know that the end is almost upon us, and we need to be ready for that. And we just pray that everything will go well with each one of us and that we will be ready for the Lord's coming if we are alive at that time. So let's just have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, on this Sabbath day, brothers and sisters coming together to worship Thee, to praise Thy holy name, we pray for the world as the people meet on a Sabbath day, some in beautiful houses of worship, some in huts and tents, some out in the open, some hiding in secret for fear of death to worship their Lord. We pray that Your presence and the presence of the Holy Spirit will be felt with every one of them. And thank You for Your sure word, that we may listen and hear, that we may read and know the mighty works of our Lord on our behalf, so that we may be children of the heavenly kingdom. We ask for these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, one prophet was already mentioned this morning with Lacey having it there. Children's story, Moses, being a mighty prophet of God, preaching for 100 years, and we can be sure that what he preached was the truth. But we know that that does not happen always, and we know that there was false teachers, false prophets, and true prophets in the Old Testament as well as in the New. And the same with us today. Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And it says there, if it was possible. We just pray that as we do study the Word of God and that we have that communion with God and our Lord Jesus Christ, that we don't let that happen with us. But how do we distinguish between the two, the true prophet and the false prophet, to judge between these two, in these, especially in these last days, for we know that we are living in the last days. We're told not to apply God's work to Satan and vice versa, not to apply Satan's works to God. So we know that we need to be able to differentiate between the two, because it was even mentioned in Sabbath school this morning that Satan's works are so much like the Lord's that we can be deceived. So we have to look to something. It is the Bible standards that we look to find out whether the prophet is true or not. A prophet is one who speaks for another, whether it's false or true. A true prophet is one who speaks by inspiration, as our lesson study this morning said. The one that speaks God's message to the people under the influence of the Holy Spirit. So it would be just vice versa with a false prophet. The one that's not empowered by the Holy Spirit, and non-authentic word that he speaks or she speaks. So we just know that that does there. We always know that prophecy is a prediction or an utterance by someone. And prophecy is foretelling, the declaration of that which can be known not by natural causes. Ellen White tells us that we need to be anchored in Christ, rooted and grounded in the faith. And we have unmistakable evidence of the voice of the true prophet, true shepherd. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's calling each one of us to follow Him. He tells us that I have kept my Father's commandments, and I pray that each one of us here is able to do that this morning through guidance from on high, from the power not within ourselves. It is a power from on high for us to keep the commandments. So let's look at seven signs that tells whether the person is a true prophet or not. And the first one is Isaiah chapter 8. If you would turn to there, Isaiah chapter 8. Isaiah chapter 8, verses 16 through 20. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God, for the living to the dead, to the law and to the testimony? If they speak not according to his word, it is because there is no light in them. So we see that here there's one test to know a true prophet. God has given the testimonies to the church, and he makes it plain about his commandment law that we have, and we have the other laws of the Bible to go by. So we just pray that we do keep these commandments as we see them and apply them to each day of our lives in every capacity that we can. And so we just know that the commandments are true as we read the commandments in Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17. Then we must know the Bible well enough to be able to tell whether the person preaching is preaching in the name of Christ or if he is truly a prophet of Christ. Do we strictly keep the commandments of God, including the Sabbath? Does he believe in the testimonies? Does he put the right texts of the scriptures together to make truth? If you would turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And here in verses 20 through 40, you see instructions for the church. We won't read all of them because there's just too many there, but we see that. So 1 Corinthians 14, verses 20 through 40, and let's look at verses 24 and 25. But if all prophecy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. So we see that there. Through this and to understand that. The second sign is 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, which was our scripture reading for the day. 1 John 4, 1 through 3. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesses not that Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. According to Elder Lauenberg, this text of scriptures doesn't mean the human flesh there where we read the flesh. Christ has come in the flesh. It doesn't mean the flesh that Christ was born with. But it's the flesh that has come or comes into our human flesh, into our hearts. So we just pray that we have that flesh and we have the Jesus Christ in our hearts, living there. And we need to accept our personal Savior to have that, do that. And we know that Jesus has done everything for us. Everything has been paid for on the cross. And so we really need to read the scriptures. We need to listen to people that are speaking for, trying to speak for Christ at least. And we even have to be looking at our own pulpits, our own people that are up front giving the word, because some may be deceived. So we know that it's there. Colossians 1:27 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I just pray that that's true with each one of us, the hope of glory. We have that every day, the hope of glory, and that one day soon we will be with him for eternity. And what we don't know now, with our feeble minds, look what we're going to learn in eternity. We'll have our minds open and clear to be able to understand all that Christ has done for us. We just pray that that happens to them. John chapter 1, verses 12 says, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And that's it. We have to believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we might have life. And the third one is 1 John, right there, verse 5. So just go down a couple there. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. False prophets. They speak only of the world. Only those born of the Spirit can speak for the Lord Jesus Christ. They have to have harmony with the Word of God. False prophets or worldly preachers speak in terms of evolution and the world. And yes, there are Christian preachers out there that do believe in a creation, six-day creation. But most of them, evolution is so prevalent today that they cannot harmonize Bible prophecies together. They speak smooth things, Jeremiah 23:16-17. 2 Timothy 4, verses 2 through 4. And if you would turn to 2 Timothy 4 there, 2 through 4. We'll be reading from that, 2 Timothy. Through four. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. So we see that that's happening today, if we're not careful, if we do not take the words that we hear and go to the Bible and search through the Bible, verse by verse, bit by bit, to find out whether they're speaking the truth of our God that we worship. Number four is James 5:10. James 5:10. James 5:10. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. And that's why true prophets bear sufferings, afflictions, and patience. They are upheld by the Spirit of God, as we read in Luke 21, verse 19. In your patience possess ye your souls. So the afflictions, patience, and that for a true prophet of God, even today, to be a true prophet of God, they have to go through afflictions and so forth to be truly one of God. And when we know that we are even going to have to go through afflictions ourselves in the coming days, in the coming years, as we wait upon our Lord to come to take us home to be with him. And number five is in Deuteronomy. You have to go all the way towards the front. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Verses 21 and 22. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, If the thing follow not or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. So we don't need to be afraid of these false teachers that are out there, false prophets. True prophets speaks prophesying which comes true. Lamentations 3, verse 37 tells us that. And if we maybe if we go quickly to there, Lamentations verse chapter 3. Sometimes I have a hard time finding that myself between Jeremiah and Ezekiel. Chapter 3, verse 37. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? And the question is asked, whose word will come to pass if the Lord has not spoken it? Is it an example of that is in 1 Samuel chapter 9, where Samuel was to anoint Saul, and his Saul's servant told him that where to find this man in the city, and that was Samuel. But when a prophet prophesies, we need to wait and to see it come to pass. And then it shall be known if the Lord has sent him. But we also, it may not, we have to check to see if it was to pass and to wait even for what's going to come next. And we'll see that here in number 6. And the sixth sign is John chapter 40, or chapter 10. John 10. John chapter 10, verse 41. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. So we see that miracles are not a test of a true prophet. We see many miracles that are being today. You look on television, see these miracles that are happening. We know that we cannot see that the people doing these things are true prophets. For we know that Satan will counterfeit the miracles here at the end times. We cannot look to miracles as the Lord's true test of a true prophet. We know that John did not make any miracles, but he was a true prophet of God, as we read things that he said in Revelation 19, 20, Revelation 13, 14, Deuteronomy 13, 1 through 3. And let's just turn there to Deuteronomy chapter 13. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you, to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Ye shall walk after the Lord our God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. So we know that we need to serve our God and our Lord Jesus Christ in all of our lives. We just pray that we do that. And we said a prophet or a dreamer, and that's one who has visions, tells you a sign, wonder, or a dream. One time and he speaks that there, then we need to watch to see what he will tell us next to make sure whether that is true or not. If it's not in harmony with the Bible and with the law, we don't need to do it. For we know that the Lord has allowed this to happen to test us. We know that we are tested every day, or can be tested every day by the Lord. So we just pray that we come up to these tests that we need to show that we are sons of the living God. Revelation 16, 14. We just pray that. And the last sign, number 7, is Matthew 7. Matthew 7, Matthew 7, verses 15 through 20. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by your fruits ye shall know them. And we know that the bad fruit from the trees will be thrown into the lake of fire in the end. And we just pray that we will not be a part of that. But to be able to detect false prophets, you have to see how they act, what they do, and what they speak. John 16, verse 13. It is the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which guides a true prophet. And we just pray that they're done. 1 John 5, 1 through 4. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is a Christ is born of God. John 13, 34 and 35. That you love one another. And we pray that we do that. That we love one another constantly. And that we are truly listening and hearing the word that is spoken, so we can tell whether it's a true prophet or a false prophet. And then that we will have union with Christ and with one another. And we just pray that that happens with each one of us. Each one of us meets on the sea of glass very soon. Our gracious God, we thank thee that that next thing is the coming of our Lord. We pray that we are prepared for that day. That as we read thy word, as we listen to the word given, we just pray that we will be able to decipher the truth. And as we read, we know that the word of God is true, is a sure word, inspired by men, written in human language. And we just pray that we will live it accordingly as we read it and give our hearts to Jesus daily, so that we may have that assurance of eternal life one day with him, to walk the streets of gold with our Savior, to go and travel to other worlds with our Savior, and to meet each Sabbath at the foot of the throne of our living God. In Jesus' precious name, amen.